How do you feel about the result over the 90 minutes? Do you think it was a fair reflection or not?
No, I don't think it was either. I think the game was all, you know, a proper draw is where it sort of like should have panned out. But fortunately, you know, a little bit of, you can say, brilliance, you can say a little bit of fortune with having the effort from where he did. You know, he's going to win the goal, and that's what set up the tie. Is a good piece of play, if you like, I'll put it down to.
Second half, we seem to be much stronger in performance, would you say that's
fair? I think the first half we weathered the storm a little bit when they put it on us, you know, like we've done the last couple of weeks. I think we could have played a little bit more football at times when we had the opportunity to. But, you know, tight games like this, when you're both fighting the playoffs, it's little bits like that. They're the 1% that win the games.
And in the first half in particular, they put a really high press on us, didn't they? Made it harder to play out. Hard for us to play out, sorry.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, this level, you know, teams do a little bit of homework. They don't just come out and go, OK, we'll take it as it comes. They do a little bit of homework. They knew we like to try and play out to bring them on a little bit. And obviously, with the way they play, they want you to go long so their two centre-halves can put it back on you. But we're all about trying to play the right way. And I think at times, either we did that, even on a press. Yeah. You know, we circulated out to Mikey on the right wing. So I think at times we did, you know, play football.
Big, strong back four, right?
Physically, you know, and the kid's got a rocket launcher of the throwing. Yeah. You know, he can, and I thought we dealt with that really well.
Yeah.
You know, we did a little bit of, you know, homework on that. We knew it was going to come. I think the lads stood up to the challenge of that physically really well.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's unusual, and it's a strong flat throw, isn't it? So was it something you worked on specifically in training, or was it just good habits?
Something we knew about. So obviously we tried to, you know, like I say, to be organised in the box, because that's where we knew it was coming into. And we tried to, you know, be a bit cheeky and have someone like on his toes when he was throwing it, just something a little bit different that he's probably not come up against. And I think, you know, on the whole, I think we dealt with that fairly well, you know. And like I say, I've seen teams get rolled over by and not be able to deal with that situation.
Probably our best chance was when Liam had a couple of charges down, didn't he, towards the end, and then the gun went scrambled later on.
Yeah, and that's it, isn't it? There, the little moments you get a bit of fortune by chasing one down, and it's done was to you. He has a shot, it's on his weaker left foot, you know, and then gets another half opportunity, and it's a great save from the keeper from point blank range. And there, the little bits, if we go and score that one, the game changes in our way, in our favour, and it's a little bit of a different outcome, I think.
I mean, in the context of our playoff challenge, obviously it's a setback, but it's by no means terminal, is it?
No, correct, exactly. You know, we're in the playoffs, and you know, playing with the teams and coming up against the teams in and around us is still in our hands. We've got to play these teams in and around us, and there's going to be big moments like that that will swing our way. Last week, you know, we beat top of the league, and this week, you know, we've come to meet in the playoffs, and it's another slogfest at times. You know, it's another hard battle, but a little bit of luck has won it 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could say last week, for most of the game, it could have gone either way, and we edged it, didn't we?
And the same again this week, Ivor. It's there, it's a tight game, there's no giving in it, and a little bit, like you said last week, 93rd minute, we go and pinch it. You know, this week they've had a little bit of, you know, quality from an experienced player.
Yeah, and Whitby on Tuesday, so it doesn't get any easier. I believe Reece is still out, isn't he?
Reece is at his ankle. He's got a bit of a sprain on it. See where he's at. You know, obviously there was no point in putting him out there today on the 4G kind of thing. You know, it's a bit of a different surface for an ankle. But yeah, listen, Whitby's going to be another test. You know, the lads are going to recover now, and we go again Tuesday.
Because it is a bit of a topsy-turvy at the top, isn't it? Because I think Hyde have drawn today, Macclesfield have lost at Worksop, but then Warrington Rowlands have won, so it's a mixed set of results, but it's not disastrous.
Everyone's beating everybody either, and that's the level with 8-9 cup finals to go. You know, everything's out there on the table, and you know, the gaffer will say, you know, a good team's never get beat twice, and it's all about Tuesday, how we respond. And we've had a conversation in there, and the lads are gutted, but it's a togetherness now, and we put it right Tuesday.
Thanks very much, Andy.
Cheers, Ivor.
Cheers.